This is Andrew Zimmern, and this is a selected chapter from my book, The Bizarre Truth, or How I Went Out the Door Mouth First and Came Back Shaking My Head. Experiencing food and sharing culture is what a traveler's life is all about, and exchanging our stories makes the world a more useful place. Ritual Royalty, the Kalahari Trance Dance of the Bushmen. Rituals usually fall into some fairly predictable categories. There is the created modern ritual, like toasting business partners at a celebratory dinner after closing a big deal. It's the kind of custom rooted in the ancient world. It's been done for thousands of years, but every generation shapes it, creating a new cultural footprint. Then we find marketed experiences. These are not recreations. Rather, they are combinations of traditional cultural experiences married with modern need and efficiency, like the Korean barbecue and sauna restaurant. There is nothing ginned up about it. The experience is authentic. Independently, Koreans adore the sauna and barbecue. It's just the goofy marriage of the restaurant and the sauna that makes this experience distinctly modern. The Santeria ceremony I experienced in Cuba is much of the same, melding the modern with elements of traditional African religious practices. While these customs have filtered through generations, deep-seated rituals that accompanied African slaves to Cuba 500 years ago have stuck around in a big way. The Santeria practice of loving worship is still relevant and practical in the 21st century. It's a combination platter of old and new. I've experienced a lot of indigenous First Peoples shamanistic practices, most notably in South America. In Ecuador, Bolivia, and Chile, I participated in or was the subject of cleansing rituals performed by shamans, healers, or yashak, that lovely Ecuadorian medicine man.